Oh, yeah. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Call in anytime, 317-239-1009. Yesterday, a sad day. We lost a just absolute legend in music. What you want, Aretha Franklin, baby, passed away at the age of 76. Did you listen to any Aretha music yesterday? I hooked it up on my Amazon thing. I'm like, play Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
All day.
Just a little bit.
It got us thinking here on the show, though, like, what celebrity could be a musician like Aretha Franklin, or maybe an actor, or just any famous person that you just wish was still here? Maybe they left a little too early, or just in general, you just want a little more time with them. Liv the Web Girl, can you think of anybody that you kind of wish was still here?
Yes, okay, so I wish that Whitney Houston was, because I don't know if you guys know this, but I Wanna Dance with Somebody is my all time favorite song in the entire world. Like, I could listen to it on repeat over and over and over and over again.
Here's a little for you. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I'm gonna light up till now. It's the light of day that shows.
Here it comes.
Are you gonna sing along?
Part live, it's like, don't you want to dance?
Don't you want to dance?
Oh, I'm just feeling so good. You're right.
We don't need Whitney. We've got Liv's voice.
Thank God. The voice lives on even through tragedy.
Yes, it lives through Liv. No, it does not. We are joking.
Now, I'll do mine real quick if you don't mind, because Alex actually had this one too, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy how we're so different, but we appreciate some of the same things. And this guy was everything. He was an actor. He was he just was so talented. He was a comedian. Talking about Robin Williams. Talk about a person that had his own demons, and it sucks, because who knows what else he could have created in his later years of work. But good Aladdin clip right here.
Looks like we're going to have to find a way out of here.
Excuse me? Are you looking at me? Did you rub my lamp? Did you wake me up? Did you bring me here? And all of a sudden you're walking out on me? I don't think so. Not right now. You're getting your wishes, so sit down!
In case of emergency, the exits are here, 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 here.
Anywhere!
Keep your hands and arms inside the carpet, please!
And that's just like his character voices are amazing. But there's so many amazing movies he was in.
Yeah.
Things that he did. Like, we could play an hour of Robin Williams alone. Alex, what about you? These are people that are no longer with us, but, you know, we wish that celebrity was still here.
I got to give it to Tupac.
What?
Yeah. All eyes on me. I don't know if you guys know this about me. The reason that all my social media handles are Yo Alex Raps with a Z is it's like a play on words of Yo MTV Raps, but I love hip-hop. It is probably my favorite genre of music. I'm the whitest girl you know, but I love me some hip-hop, and I think that Tupac is one of, if not the best rapper of all time. He is so talented. I wish that hip-hop sounded like this now. There's just something special about old-school hip-hop like this to me that is just
I feel like his
so good.
Lyrics were like poetry.
Yes.
Such poetry, more so than I think like some of the things you hear today.
I'm
Absolutely.
Sorry, but,
he was a poet.
But mumble rap is the best music of all time.
Not even close. Now, I do joke around and just because I just like to say it, but you know, I always say Tupac is still alive. I don't really know, but
I believe he is.
It's fun to believe maybe he is, but, you know, supposedly
he
is dead.
Can a sister dream?
I know, right? And I mean, one cool thing about him, which I didn't know, just looking up more stuff about him this morning, is that he went to Baltimore School for the Arts, and he performed in Shakespeare plays there, and he had the role of Mouse King in The Nutcracker, which I had.
What?
I think that is the coolest fun fact.
Yeah, he went to school with Jada Pinkett Smith. They both went to that
yes,
school.
Yes, you're right. Yep. Yeah, so I thought that was so funny. Like, I would have never thought that, but that's pretty cool. He's very talented.
317-239-1009. Well, let us know what celebrity is no longer with us, kind of like Aretha Franklin passing away yesterday. Be like, man, I just wish they were here a little bit longer. Let's talk to Mallory. Hey, thanks for hanging on this morning, Mallory.
No problem. You guys are my favorite radio station.
Woo!
Thank you.
Anything for you guys.
Hey, I hear you got somebody special celebrating a birthday today. Whose birthday is it?
My daughter, Shelby, she turns 5.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Shelby.
5 and full of life.
Awesome. Aww. Who do you wish was still full of life?
I have actually 2, Michael Jackson and Prince. They both were vibrant. They knew how to perform, and I miss them so much.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson had those creepy issues, you know, where he probably did stuff with kids.
Yeah, I mean, to me, we don't know if he really did that. He was an artist. He knew how to perform, and he knew how to give you a show.
Here we go. Let's do a little guitar right here.
That's my all-time favorite, and Rock With You.
Come on, guitar.
And then with Prince, Purple Rain has always been my favorite song.
Hold on, let's enjoy the beat at first.
Air guitar.
I never was majorly into Michael Jackson or Prince, but
really?
Maybe it was just before me.
For 2 Halloweens, I went dressed as Michael Jackson.
That's
my dad
awesome.
Spent over like an hour and a half or 2 hours putting rhinestones on a white glove for me.
I'm sorry. Like, there's so many great songs by Prince, and
here is
I had to go
Purple Rain.
I had to go this one though. I got Purple Rain for you too, but Let's Go Crazy.
Something else. Oh, that is my dad's all-time favorite.
Oh yeah,
I like Raspberry Beret if I have to choose.
That is that's a good one.
All right, hey, thank you so much, Mallory, for calling in today.
You guys rock. You're my favorite radio station.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you, Mallory.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
Twitter, we have a lot of people saying Paul Walker. Actually,
yes.
Says Heath Ledger.
Here, I got a is that easy for me to say?
Heath
Ledger clip.
But I know the truth.
Joker.
There's no going back. You've changed things forever. Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you.
What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No. You complete me. You're garbage.
Man, he was so good. He just would get into these characters.
Joe said that he missed Robin Williams. Liv the Web Girl said she missed Whitney Houston. And I said that I missed Tupac.
Yeah, Nick Foley says he missed Phil Hartman and Chris Farley, which Chris Farley's hilarious.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
That could easily be me.
And then Amy Russell says, Selena, I would have loved to hear more of her music in English. She was so talented.
Me too.
Let's go to Lauren. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Lauren, what would you still like to hear? What artist or what celebrity?
I would have to say the R&B singer Aaliyah. I know I was like still really young then.
Oh, I love Aaliyah.
I was in fourth grade when she passed away.
Yeah, my older sisters always played Aaliyah, so I like grew up listening to that.
And it was just like that constant debate that a lot of my friends said that if she was still alive, like how big would Beyonce be? Even though I love Beyonce, like I love all of Beyonce's music, but it does make you wonder, like, what would the competition be like if they both were still creating music at the same time?
Well, totally. Like, for example, would Eminem even had a chance if Tupac and Biggie were alive? Would they have just crushed, like, who's this white guy rapping?
Probably.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know, but, oh, here's a good part. Did you know I was actually the baby in the background? True story. Hey, Lauren, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
Thank you.
Honestly, I like Aaliyah better than Beyonce.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Don't get us in trouble.
Yeah.
The beehive.
I don't want the beehive coming for me.
They're going to attack us.
Shawnee on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning. What is it for you?
So, I really miss Corey Monteith. He was the lead actor, the main guy in Glee.
That was sad.
Yeah, I loved him, so I was heartbroken.
I always get heartbroken just like whenever I see Lea Michele talk about him. That just breaks my heart.
I hurt, for those people because they're probably hurting even more than we are. Hey, Shawnee, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Brittany, you're on the show, and what did you want to say?
I miss Paul Walker.
I think everybody does.
He was an amazing actor, and he was an inspiration to so many different people. And when I saw on the news that he was gone, I was like, this is a joke. This is one of those hoaxes.
Yeah, like it's a fake one.
Yeah, and then when I read up on it, I was like, oh my God, you're kidding. And I literally started crying. It was that emotional.
Wow, like did you just love him so much from the Fast and the Furious series or just his other acting too?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the Fast and the Furious. I followed it from, the very beginning.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of movies. It's not like he only did the Fast and the Furious, but I think he really, an audience got to know him that way,
He was Hours Into the Blue, Brick Mansions, Takers, Varsity Blues, Pleasantville.
Oh, yeah, I remember Varsity Blues.
She's All That.
And A Bag of Chips. That was the second one. Oh, wow. Hey, thank you for sharing it this morning, Brittany. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, it is so cool to see all the responses we're getting. Take it to our social media on Twitter, Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow and let us know who it is for you.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you.